o'clock.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
You know, I've got a real strong desire to spend time with my family. So it was legitimately and honestly really mutually agreed.
Yeah, MG, that is the voice of Sydney Kings coach Andrew Gaze announcing today that this will be his final season with the Sydney Kings.
Yeah, and I get it. I actually get it. He's got three girls and a boy, and I think they all live in Melbourne still. So, you know, him living in Sydney and commuting and missing your family as they're growing up, I get it.
He'll join us to shine a light on his decision and how the team is shaping up ahead of their semi-final series against Melbourne United. Rabbitohs fans, get excited. The legend that is John Sutton, he will join us just after 6:30 ahead of his testimonial game this weekend, MG.
Yeah, playing the Panthers at Redfern Oval, all four grades, Harold Matthews, SG Ball, Interest Cup and First Grade will all be there. $10 to get in for kids, $20 for adults. What a day it is today. It's got the team lists are out for the trial games. The Chili Peppers are about 20 k's down the road.
Absolutely. Plus, today's burning question, MG. Which young New South Wales forward is most likely to crack an Origin debut this year?
I can't pick. I've got four in mind that I can't really separate.
All right, you're going to answer that for us in about 20 minutes' time. Plus, don't forget, when you hear this, not now, but when you hear that later on in the show, call us on 133353 to win yourself tickets to the Sydney Kings home semi-final clash against Melbourne United's MG. But up next, as you said, NRL trial games, they're everywhere this weekend, which means the spotlight is back on those players with ongoing off-field issues.
It is.
Will they be named? Won't they be named? Brent Reed will join us next to tell us if Jack DeBellin, Dylan Napa, Dylan Walker will play for their respective clubs this weekend. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. As you heard, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Becco live from Kudos Bank Arena, straight after we finish.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, Andrew Gaze, he's announced that this will be his last season in charge of the Sydney Kings. We want to know why. Exactly why.
I think I know.
You think you know?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
I think he might be the new CEO of Basketball Australia.
Well, Andrew Gaze will join us just after we speak to this man, because there's plenty of rugby league news we've got to get to, teams being named for the trial games this weekend, so we do this.
Reedy, you've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Lots going on, as always, my friend, and it's this time it's on field. All the teams have been named.
Yes.
And interestingly, Dylan Knapp has been named for the Doggies.
Yeah, look, Dylan Knapp has been named. Jack DeBellin is not named, which is another interesting one. But Dylan Knapp, let's start with him. He'll play this weekend for the Bulldogs. He's like everyone else. He's waiting to learn his fate. I don't think we'll have anything on Dylan Knapp until after that commission meeting next week. I still think Dylan Knapp, I thought he might get suspended. I'm now thinking that maybe he'll just get a fine. And DeBellin's a really interesting one today, isn't he? I think we all thought he'd be picked, but from what the club's saying, he went home yesterday with a virus from training. He was really ill. He was quite ill. And they haven't picked him today based on that, based on the fact he won't be fit for the weekend because he's struggling with a virus. So it saved the Dragons from a pretty prickly situation, I think. And no one could blame Jack DeBellin for being sick given what's gone on the past few weeks.
Well, Jack DeBellin, just the background there, he has entered a not guilty plea to a charge of aggravated sexual assault in company. Because of the not guilty plea, the NRL has said he is clear to play. The Dragons are following the same line. There's obviously growing pressure.
It's not a divided opinion.
It, very much so. And yes. Just on that, we'll get to Dylan Walker in a moment because he's the other name we need to talk about, Reedy. We're starting to see more NRL players start to speak out and express their opinions on it. We know Robbie Farah had his say, mentioning that he was embarrassed at times to refer to himself as an NRL player. James Maloney has spoken out. He's heavily involved with the Players Association.
And this is one of the issues the NRL's got. If they are to change their current policy, they will face opposition from the Players Association and a lot of players. The RLPA numerous times has said Jack DeBellin deserves a presumption of innocence and should be allowed to keep playing. So that's a big hurdle for the NRL. If they change their stance next week, obviously that meeting, I think it's Thursday, the commission, the clubs, there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes right now looking at other code and whether they can change the current policy that players keep playing while they're facing court charges. I'm not sure where it's going to land. I thought the NRL would maintain their current policy, but you guys said it. There's a lot of heat on the NRL at the moment to change their stance. They got some hurdles to clear before that, but it's a really difficult one for the game at the moment.
Well, what about Dylan Walker, Reedy? He is the other name we're on watch for. He's been charged with assaulting his partner. Manly haven't yet named their team for their trial against the Sharks this weekend. Will he play?
I can't tell you right now. I spoke to, or made contact with Manly this afternoon. They said there was still no decision on whether Dylan Walker will play in that game. I think his court appearance is next Tuesday, I think I'm right saying. Yeah. So, you know, and I think there's an expectation there will be a decision at that court hearing, potentially on his guilt or innocence. So it'll be pretty easy once that decision's made as to what happens to Dylan Walker. But there's going to be plenty of pressure on the club not to play him. So we'll see where it lands. Probably Thursday, I reckon we'll get a decision on that front.
And, Reedy, we're also hearing that maybe Robert Jennings has signed with the Tigers.
Yeah, look, he hasn't signed, MG. What's happened is basically they've been given... Robert Jennings has got a deal with South, but they haven't registered and they haven't been able to because their squad's full. Basically, what's happened is the Tigers have been circling around Robert Jennings for a while. The likelihood is that he will go to the West Tigers. It's been held up to a large extent by that salary cap investigation and the findings from that investigation. The NRL has now given the West Tigers a green light to go and sign Robert Jennings. It's not done yet. I expect it will get done, but the good news for Tigers fans is the NRL said you can go and get the deal done. Now, that indicates to me that perhaps they're going to get some good news on their salary cap submissions they put in to try and get that salary cap penalty reduced. I expect that'll now be spread, maybe not over 4 years, maybe 2 years, and that'll create the room. They can go and sign Robert Jennings. They've just got to get the deal done. I don't think it'll happen. It may happen tonight. May happen later tonight. More likely tomorrow. The Tigers will get Robert Jennings done.
Well, speaking of the Bunnies, their starting 13 they've named to take on your Panthers this weekend, MG, at Redfern Oval, is incredibly strong. Of course, it is John Sutton's testimonial match. So all the big names have put their hand up, said they want to play. We are going to speak to John Sutton in about 20 minutes' time. Brent Reed from the Australian, part of the Triple M NRL team. Thank you as always, Reedy.
I'll be glad when we're not talking Jack DeBellin and all these other boys, guys.
Well, this weekend, finally we're setting some trials this weekend. Hopefully on Monday we'll be talking about some footy.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, Brent Reed there, MG, he's right. When we can stop talking about this and start talking about the footy.
Yeah, of course it's going to be a good distraction.
Up next, Andrew Gaze, the coach for a couple more weeks of the Sydney Kings, joins us. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. If you are making your way to Kudos Bank Arena tonight for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, make sure you look out for the code word that you need to win $1,000 cash. It'll be up on the billboard, then you can listen to Moon Man in the morning tomorrow at 7am for your chance to win, MG. I'm going tomorrow night.
Yeah, good. Rub it in, brother.
Yeah.
Rub it in, mate. Rub it in.
We are waiting to get a hold of Sydney Kings coach Andrew Gaze. He's going to join us very shortly. But, MG, as we get closer and closer to the NRL season kickoff.
How many days to go?
23.
Oh, yeah.
There's questions that need to be asked and questions that need to be answered, so we do this.
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
MG, this one has come from Bisho on Instagram. Bisho2193 has recommended, asked this question of you.
Hello, Bisho.
Which young New South Wales forward is most likely to debut in Origin this season?
Oh, that's a hard one. It really is. As I peruse the playing list of each and every team, four names pop out at me.
Ooh.
And let's first clarify by saying that it's going to be hard for anyone to break into a winning team, but if Brad Fittler is true to his word, and I know he is, he'll pick a team on form. And that's what the fans want. The fans don't want people picked on past reputations. They want picked on form. And I think out of the young guns coming through, I've narrowed it down to four. Lachlan Fitzgibbon from the Newcastle Knights.
Yep.
I think he's got Origin written all over him. Tevita Pengai Jr. is a funny one because he's now eligible. And Freddie has loved him for a long time.
Mm.
And then we've got two players who are very similar in what they do for their team. And their teams would be lost without them. That's Cameron Murray for the Rabbitohs and Victor Radley for the Roosters. Mm. Both Freddie-type players.
What do you mean?
Oh, just, you know, that Dallas Johnson-type player who puts their head where people don't put their knees.
Mm.
Just give you 100% every game. And you know, they've got to out some pretty good players if they want to get a run in Frizzell and Cordner and Sims and Ash Crichton. So our depth at second row is at an all-time high.
Mm.
If I had to pick one player out of them four who will make their debut this year, it'd be Pengai Jr.
Right.
It'd be Pengai Jr. He,
okay.
Freddie's fought for him. Freddie's fought for him to be eligible for the New South Wales Blues. Now he is. All he needs to do is put some form on the board and he'll play Origin.
There we go. Answer your question, Bisho. Tevita Pangai Jr. is the young New South Wales forward MG thinks is most likely to debut in Origin. Don't forget, if you've got a burning question you want MG to answer, send us through on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M or give us a call on 133353 and leave your question with producer Charlie. MG, we are just dialing. Andrew Gaze is obviously a man in demand today.
Come on, Gazy, pick it up, brother.
We're going to speak to him very shortly. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. South Sydney fans, stick around. John Sutton joins us very shortly ahead of his testimonial match this Saturday at Redfern over against the Penrith Panthers. MG, the Sydney Kings, they are preparing for a very important semi-final series against Melbourne United.
They certainly are, and today we had a little bit of a shock announcement.
Well, we've got to ask him about it. Andrew Gaze, the coach of the Sydney Kings, confirmed today that this will be his final season in charge of the club. He joins us on the line now. Gazey, is this purely a motivational exercise for the club?
No, not at all. It's one that a lot of the people have been aware of for quite some time, and I guess what happens is that there's a lot of speculation, a lot of rumour, and people sometimes putting two and two together and coming up with five. And what we want to do is make sure that we're really open and transparent, and the club has an opportunity to continue to build and grow and explore other options without any sort of questioning of the ethics of it all. And it just felt that collectively, it was felt primarily by the club as that it was better to get this announcement out there and we move on. And hopefully, our focus can be exclusively on the job at hand of beating Melbourne United.
Speaking, Gazey, of putting two and two together and getting five, I suppose you're doing it for your five other members of your family, your wife and four kids.
Absolutely. And that was the motivation behind it all, is to say that I've been up here for 3 years, and the processes that the club is putting in place, they came to me quite a little while ago and asked about my future, and I was not in a position to really make a decision. And on that basis and understanding the way they wanted to move forward, we collectively said, well, you know what, it's probably best we move forward on the assumption that I'm not going to be there, because I have a desire to spend more time with my family.
I get it. Yep, yeah. I get it. We all get it, mate. We all love our family here, and most people listening would be lost without their family. And the fact that your family is still living in Melbourne, that would hurt me, and it must hurt you a lot as well. Can you categorically deny on this show right now that you're not going to be the CEO of Basketball Australia?
100% categorically, unequivocally. I mean, you have got a better chance. I don't even know what that is. 100% not going to happen.
You're not allowed to swear in that job, MG. And guys, you like swearing on the sidelines too much. Hey, now, Andrew, as we said, you're preparing for this semi-final series against Melbourne United. It's going to be an absolute cracker. We want to sell out that home final here at Kudos Bank Arena, March 3rd. Get along there. Your tickets are available at Ticketek. We spoke to Andrew Bogan on the show yesterday. Can you just confirm to me, this is Bogues wanting to coach, isn't he? He wants to be the first player coach in the league, doesn't he?
No, he wouldn't be the first. I think, I can't remember the exact year. It might have been 2009 or something around there. Shane Heal, actually,
the
player coach of the South Dragons.
Of
back,
course he was.
Back in the day. So it's already been done before, and no, Bogues, I don't think he has any intentions whatsoever to be a player coach. You know what? I would say this, though, in the future, and I think he's got a long, long career still on the playing court, but he is a very smart man. He knows the game really well, and I think that he's got good characteristics to make a really good coach.
So what is plan B now, Gazey? You go back to Melbourne. Have you got any job prospects that you're going to pursue? I know your media career is about to blossom even more. What's on the horizon for Andrew Gaze?
No, well, it's about getting back and primarily spending more time with the family. And I'm going straight back into coaching the Melbourne Tigers Youth League team. just trying to guide some of the youngsters there, and probably slightly more, a little bit more preferential treatment to one of them because one of them is my son. But, but there's no better way to really, with those connections, love the opportunity in recent years to have the chance to coach my son, help him on his path along with the others. And it's different rewards, of course, but you still get unbelievable satisfaction of contributing in that. And who knows? Down the track one day, I might get an opportunity again to coach at a higher level here or overseas or wherever. But would love that. But if it doesn't happen, incredibly grateful to have been a Sydney King for a few years.
Well, you're still a Sydney King currently. You're the coach of the team. We're heading into this all-important three-game series against Melbourne United. Game one, Thursday the 28th of Feb. That's down in Melbourne. But game two, Sunday, 3rd of March, Kudos yes. Bank Arena. It'll be a sellout. It should be a sellout. Yep. It's been a fantastic season, and it's not over yet. Gaze, we appreciate the work you've done thus far, and we know we're going to speak to you again because there's much more to come.
Hey, and thank you guys for all the support for me and the team over the journey. It's been fantastic. Well done.
Anytime, buddy. Thank you.
Andrew Gaze, the coach of the Sydney Kings on the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Bunnies legend John Sutton joins the show.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. If you are heading out to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at Kudos Bank Arena tonight, don't forget to keep an eye out for the code word, MG.
On the big screen.
It'll be your chance to win a $1,000 catch. Once you've seen the code word, then listen to Moon Man in the morning.
In the morning.
Tomorrow at 7 a.m. for your chance to win on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, Good News Corner.
Yes.
It was a segment we started last year to celebrate those good news stories, particularly in the world of rugby league, but sport in general.
Of course.
Because there's a tendency to focus on the negatives.
Yes.
And it's a special one today.
Good news, everyone.
It's good news.
It's the Triple M Rush Hour's Good News Corner.
The good news keeps on coming.
Now, MG, a testimonial game is the ultimate sign of respect from a club, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It's not just given to the best players or the longest-serving players, most awarded. You need to hold a very special place in the heart of a football club to be granted one of these.
You've got to be much loved.
Absolutely. Well, this Saturday at Redfern Oval, this man will receive such an honour. John Sutton's testimonial game takes place this Saturday, Feb 23rd, at Redfern Oval. He joins us on the line now. First off, John, congratulations on the career thus far and the honour.
Oh, cheers. Thanks a lot, lads.
Yeah, Saturday, when we look back at your career, over 310 games, it's an unbelievable achievement when you think that the Rabbitohs, one of the first clubs ever to come in the competition, and you're the first one to play 300 games for them. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I'd never thought when I came in the grade that I'd ever play 300 games, 310 and still counting this year to go, so we'll just see how we're going to come back up.
Do you remember your first grade debut, John?
Yeah, I do. Back in 2004, I was up in at Suncorp against Brisbane. We got hammered by about 40 that day. But
not quite, 48-28, wasn't that bad, but yeah, you still got hammered.
Yeah, but I got a meaty, so I was pretty happy with that.
Yes.
Mate, you've obviously this Saturday is very special. It's been rumoured, or it's not rumoured, it's been spoken about, all the your teammates want to play. They've been asking Wayne, can they play with you in the game on Saturday? That's a big mark of respect from them. You would have grown up watching the Rabbitohs play at Redfern Oval?
Can't say that I can remember that long ago.
Yeah.
But it's such a great oval. I've played all my juniors through there. That's where we used to play our grand finals, and to be able to have a testimonial game there this weekend is just massive. I'm very humbled by everything that's going on. So my teammates, they've always been very supportive of me, and to see that they want to play this week, it's massive as well.
Wayne must be pretty filthy with you though. He was probably just planning on using this as a trial game just to see how some players will fit, and now he's got all the big stars wanting to play.
Yeah, well, Wayne's pretty smart. He won't give the boys too much game time, I reckon.
You've been in first grade since 2004. You've had a lot of coaches. I myself would love to have been coached by Wayne Bennett. How is he as a coach?
No, he's been awesome. I only met him when I first started pre-season in December. So that was the first time I met him, and he's been great already for myself and all the boys and even the young boys coming through. So,
did you feel as though, for as long as your career's been, did you feel as though you had to prove yourself all over again with a new coach coming in?
I think you want to do that when you have a new coach coming in. You want to, you know, always put your best foot forward and show them what you're made of and what you can do. So I'm not getting younger, so I'm just trying to do my best every day training and just make sure I'm putting my best foot forward.
And I suppose it's Groundhog Day because last year you had a new coach as well, so you had to prove it to him, yeah. And now he's bolted. So I think you found your spot in the back row. I think last year was one of your best I've seen you play. You're running to the line and your positioning in defence was superb, and second phase play as well as you're getting older seems to be something that you're bringing to your game as well. Is second row where you want to finish your career playing?
Yeah, I'm very happy playing the second row. I think me and Cody, you know, we've strung up a pretty good relationship, and we've gelled pretty nicely out there on the left side. So, you know, I'm just, you know, happy I'm still got another year. And I went into last year just thinking, you know, don't worry about the year after, just make sure you just worry about that week and that game at the time. And I felt like it worked for me. So that's how I'm approaching this year, and just kind of make sure that I enjoy it because, you know, it could be my last.
John Sutton's testimonial game this Saturday. MG, you'll love this. All four grades playing, and they're against your Penny Panthers. It's at Redfern Oval. Gates open at 12:30, and obviously the NRL game being the last one. That kicks off at 6 o'clock. Adults are $20. Kids are $10. It's a great event. It's affordable. Four grades, four games of footy. It's fantastic.
Proceeds going to South Care and also Panthers on the Prowl. Two great charities from the two great clubs.
Absolutely,
as well.
A charitable aspect to this as well. Sato, now you're getting a testimonial game for your club. Have you spoken to your mates down at Maroubra about maybe giving you a testimonial wave where everybody buggers off and lets you have a wave to yourself down there?
Well, I just take pretty much any wave down there anyway.
No, you're a champion, mate. Good luck on Saturday, and thanks so much for spending some time with us on the Rush Hour, mate.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
John Sutton from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He'd be as close to royalty down there at Maroubra in the waves as you could get.
Well, you look at the caliber of player who wants to play in the testimonial game on Saturday. That proves how much they love him.
And if you want to get tickets in advance, head to rabbitohs.com.au/RTR tickets. As you said, MG, they're affordable. There's a charitable aspect to this as well, and you get to see a man who well and truly is worthy of a testimonial game. It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. That might be your cue to call to win some Sydney Kings tickets.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We are almost out of time for your Tuesday, MG. Coming up next, not Tom and Ollie, but Becco.
Yes.
Live from Kudos Bank Arena ahead of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm going to the gig tomorrow night, MG.
I know you are, mate. That's three times you've told me in the listeners. What do you want, a flea T-shirt or something?
I don't know. I want something. I'm up and about. I'm excited. MG, Timbo, we are going to get to Say What in just a moment, but tomorrow on the show...
It starts.
It begins.
I know.
You are doing your ladder.
We are 16 days out, or 16 shows out, from the competition starting on the 14th of March. So tomorrow, my virtual ladder starts. I'll start at 16 and work my way up.
You're going to tell us who wins the wooden spoon tomorrow?
Well, who, I think.
That is tough.
That's very tough. It's actually harder to pick the wooden spoon winner than it is to pick who you think's going to win the comp.
No one would have picked Parramatta last year.
No, I picked them and the Cowboys to win the grand final.
So, whoever you pick tomorrow, get excited.
They'll be in the grand final.
Let's do this.
Say what?
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 Say what? Say what?
MG, a couple of bits of audio. I want you to tell me who it is and what they are on about. Here is the first one.
Why is Kevin talking to him? Like, he just needs to just sit down and enjoy the game. I was pissed. He won the game.
Who is it?
I saw this morning. It's Ben Simmons with Kevin Hart.
Yes. Aussie basketball superstar Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Appearing on Kevin Hart's YouTube show, Cold as Balls, where they sit down in ice baths and have an interview.
Cold as Balls.
That's what it's called.
We should do that.
And he's talking. What's he talking about?
Not being heckled from the sideline, maybe?
Yeah. Kevin Hart, massive Philadelphia 76ers fan, was at one of the games and likes to trash talk the opposition.
Okay.
Was trash talking Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade then hit a massive shot in Ben Simmons' face to win the game.
Ah, so Kevin, shh.
Exactly. Next one.
But the minute I saw the short shorts, I knew that this was the sport for me. I have very long, attractive legs. and I felt that this would show me at my best.
Who is it? What's he on about?
He has got long legs. He actually looks like the character out of Despicable Me. His legs are that skinny. It's Conan O'Brien.
Correct.
He was at Sydney Swans training.
He was.
And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't he a writer early days of Simpsons?
He was.
Yeah.
He famously wrote the monorail episode on Simpsons. He was a writer there for a
while. He's a very funny man. Very, very funny man.
But you're right, he is in town at the moment. He's doing a show.
Is he really?
And he was at Henson Park, which is where the Swans, with the renovations going on to their normal training ground at Moore Park.
Newtown Blue Bags, I'll guarantee.
They are. They're training at Newtown Jets home ground. And Conan went out there, did the obligatory, as a lot of international visitors do. They just could not look less coordinated than when they try and do anything with an AFL football.
I'll tell you what, he's tall.
He's enormous.
Isn't he?
He is enormous. He's
6'4".
You can check out all the photos on the Swan social pages. We'll put some of them up on our Instagram, at Rush Hour Triple M. He dwarfs a lot of the players he's standing alongside. Luke Parker, Isaac Keeney, Will Haywood, Tom Papley. He's taller than all of them.
They're all not very big, but
no, they're not overly tall.
So Conan picked his mark.
But he's
it's good to have him in. Good to have him in Sydney, bud, isn't it?
Fantastic, and he does have incredibly white, pasty legs.
Yes,
MG, we are done. As we said, tomorrow your ladder begins. You will tell us who wins the wooden spoon in the NRL in 2019.
Yep.
And as we do those, MG, each day we are also going to be providing an extra podcast, a full season preview for that team.
We certainly are.
Make sure you subscribe to the Triple M. Oh, grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG's Catch Up podcast.
Please. He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.